I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what's up, man? Episode 76 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. We got Big Homie Von, Big Homie JoJo, Big Homie Yanni, Big Homie Rico, Big Homie Chica, man. They said we want to start the episode taking shots. We're going to take a shot. I got my drink of choice, the Four Loko.
Some dumb, stupid
it's
shit.
It's up.
Cosmigo.
Hey, yeah, it's very up. Yeah, it's up.
Yeah, disclaimer, we're not drinking Four Loko. Yeah.
No,
this guy. He looked like a nigga who drank Four Loko.
Because I am a nigga that drank Four Loko. Mm-hmm. That's very
true. You
can't
trust it because it's like 14% alcohol in that one and 12% on this one.
So there's really
something ain't right. They lying to you.
Hey, yeah. You know what? We about to see how I feel.
You know exactly
the
how
more
you
I sweat, the more I start sweating throughout this episode, the more effective
your
it
hand
is.
Caught in the fucking gate.
That is very true.
What happened?
Some bullshit.
Homecoming 2019, I got my hand stuck in the gate. I had to get stitches.
Right,
how you do that?
Oh my God.
Being drunk. Trying to be
Four
drunk.
Loko.
Four Loko. I had Four Loko. Hey, I had a bottle of Ciroc.
I ain't never been drunk on a Four Loko. I got to try that.
Nah.
Didn't that shit get recalled?
Just gotta try that.
Just stick
now, apparently not everywhere. I went out in the Luka Pound East.
Straight into the Migos.
Don't.
How y'all feeling? Everybody good?
Damn. It's amazing.
So let's get into the first topic of the course, where we talk about shit going on in pop culture and society. So let me see what I wrote down. We forgot to talk about Dr. Dre and his daughter last week. What do y'all think about that situation? His 38-year-old daughter is upset that she can't get no funds.
She need to have her own shit going on, man. You can't depend on daddy.
38.
38 years old.
JoJo, what you think? You got to... Man, what these niggas talking about? Look at what.
No, because at
you
38...
Always on some bullshit. Go ahead.
I am always on some bullshit, but I be speaking the truth, and niggas just don't be trying to hear it. But it's okay, because I'm going to keep speaking that shit. Now, she grown. She 38. She needs to be taking care of her damn self. Her daddy do got money, so it's like, God damn, dad, can I have some money? But... That's just
But she grown.
I've been doing my own. Right. I've been doing my own shit since I was in high school. So I've been working. So I don't.
But I feel like maybe she ain't trying, because the nigga not just gonna have all that money and be like no. If
right.
she get up off her ass and she go try to do something, he
she
might
was
be like,
trying, exactly. She works for the post office or something.
And then what
but
happened?
Her daddy's a billionaire. Like, she should definitely have some type of money.
They said the money got cut off.
Yeah, like,
she okay, so what did she do off. To get the fucking money cut off?
She was talking shit on him in the media.
Okay, well then, bitch, you cut off.
Like, I feel like niggas like,
you
gotta
play it how it goes.
Right.
I feel like at some point, dog, like, you gotta start taking care of yourself. I know your daddy a billionaire, but shit, if you got four kids like she do, you gotta start putting shit together.
Okay, that's like that clip with, I don't know if y'all seen it, it was Love & Hip Hop, it was Mendeecees and Yandy, and they were telling their daughter that she had to go get out and find a job.
But she like 18.
Yeah, and they not rich.
She was
like
young
them.
As hell. Well, yeah.
What I'm saying, no. All I'm saying is, that's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that they're getting like drugged because they were telling her to get a job, but now they talking about shorty like, oh, why isn't he helping her or whatever. All I'm saying is that's some bullshit. Yeah.
So basically, what we all saying whatever. Is she need to get a goddamn job.
Produce some, be an entrepreneur. Your daddy is fucking Dr. Dre. Get on the media and do sure. something.
Yeah, then she started GoFundMe.
Of course, everybody started GoFundMe.
Speaking of
GoFundMe's, did y'all see the motherfucker with the kids?
Yes.
She had somebody else's kids posing for her GoFundMe picture.
That's so smart. That's so smart.
So somebody, this chick, I forgot her name, she was about to get evicted. And she posted the GoFundMe. She was on the news with these kids. Like, yeah, you know, I'm about to get kicked out of the house. A week or two go by later, come out, them ain't even her goddamn kids.
Yeah,
and their mama is alive and well, and they live with her mama.
Yeah, she was babysitting.
She rented some kids for a GoFundMe
she
picture.
She didn't rent them. Shut your stupid ass.
She rented.
Was it for?
She was babysitting. She ran up
$20,000.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just split the 10-10.
She wasn't splitting shit.
She not splitting shit. That's the thing.
She not gonna be able to get that money out and go for me.
She can if she split.
Why can't she?
She's not gonna take that shit out. They find out that shit is
scam.
Yeah, she ain't gonna get that money out.
But damn, people think like, oh, well, she was
trying to get the money out. They give all that money back to the people?
Yeah,
you gotta go back
and go through the whole process and that shit.
But people are like, oh, well, she still needed the money. But nigga, like, you can't act like the kids didn't serve as a reason why niggas was donating.
Right.
Because if it was just her on that picture, like, bitch, get a job.
Right. Figure it out.
You got to figure this shit out. But now you had kids. Look at my kids.
Oh, my God. They're so cute. Oh, where's their father?
Let me
oh
donate.
My God.
The whole time, they got baby mama and their daddy. This chick is just the new girlfriend of they daddy.
No.
No cap.
They said it was the babysitter.
No, it's not the babysitter. It's the it's the dad's new girlfriend.
Stop fucking playing with me. Stop fucking playing with me.
I know what all that is.
No cap in my
room. Oh, that bitch was getting her ass. Now, oh, she deserted her ass beat.
No cap.
First of all, bitch, you posing with my kid and you with my ex nigga?
Oh, I ain't know that.
Does that make it worse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah, she posing like they her kids.
And then my kids and you with my nigga?
And you got 20,000? No, run me that check.
No, yeah, run me those teeth. I'm finna beat your ass.
You so fucking, it's fucking violent. Jojo, what did you want to talk about last week that you didn't get to talk about?
Oh.
Yeah, you so fucking
me,
toxic.
You say. Okay, okay. All right, I got a question.
What's your
for
question?
For the men, for the men. Do y'all care how your woman dress when she step out the house? Like when she go out with her friends or she go out to the club, do you give a fuck that she got her ass just hanging all the way out, or
kinda? It's kinda, cause it depends.
It depends on what.
Where are we going?
Who is
no,
we?
No, she going with her friends.
She going. She. You
oh, have... is she going with her friends?
No, this why I. This why yeah, I care because it's like this.
Is she going with her whole ass friends?
Her friends. You don't know.
What... It's 50-50 for me. Like sometimes it's like I might contradict myself, but it's just like you going out with your ass and your titties out. Nigga, try you now. We gotta pull up on the fuck shit. But you could have avoided all that bullshit.
Why you gotta pull up on the fuck shit just cause a nigga tried your girl?
She, what?
So she gonna call ass you like,
this nigga just grabbed my whole ass cheek.
Bitch, why your ass it's, out?
Yeah, well, if you say bitch, why your ass out? Now y'all get to arguing at home.
But if the ass was up and he grabbed it anyway, would it still be the same
But
problem?
It's not.
Okay.
But it's a difference. Though. If you put a fully clothed girl beside a girl with a goddamn thong on, the niggas gonna go straight to the thong.
What if my ass is fatter than the girl with the thong on?
It don't they gonna matter.
Grab my ass
skin matter.
Oh, the skin matter.
Skin matter.
We see some skin.
So it all boils
you busting
down
out the bando right now
to the nigga. It all boils down to the no. Hold on. It all boils down to the problem that you have with the nigga.
Hold on. What you about to say?
So it all boils down to the problem that you're eventually gonna have with the nigga.
With a nigga, right?
So it doesn't have nothing to do with like, oh, if you want to wear that, wear that.
Wear what you want to wear, because I'm be. You
but it's going to cause a nigga to be on some shit. Now it's going to cause me to be on some shit. Now you fucking up my peace, bitch.
Put some clothes on.
Basically. Like, yeah, don't put us in a situation where I'm
why y'all think that niggas is just
unless it's a
yeah,
okay.
Bitch.
Because we niggas. What are you talking about?
You at a club, dance with your friends. A nigga come to y'all section like, I want to buy y'all drinks. Oh, I want to buy y'all drinks. He going to do this. He rubbing now.
He going to do that
regardless. Because we know niggas don't have self-control.
Right.
We can't shame niggas into having self-control. They know they not supposed to do that shit.
If somebody did you like that, walked up, grabbed your dick, you going to be like, bitch, what the fuck?
Nah.
I've had my dick grabbed in public before.
I don't lie.
It depends on who it is.
Yeah, it depends on who it is.
I'm on that type of time. Don't play with me. You're going to get fucked.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
What we're saying is a guy, he's going to touch a girl regardless of what she got on. He going to want to touch regardless. Like,
I mean, I've been through that shit. I dated a girl.
Niggas is going to be like.
I dated an OnlyFans girl that dressed like that. I had to go through that situation.
It's okay. Just talk about it.
Yeah. This is the safe place.
So I done been through all that titties out.
So it's not like an insecurity thing? Like, if I'm walking out the house and I feel good, and I got this tight-ass dress on, or she got this tight-ass dress on, they can't help it that they ass is just eating the fuck out that dress. That's
you
just
knew
how
your
it
ass
is
eating the fuck out that dress. That's why you put
I'm
it
saying,
on.
But she look good.
My
she
ass not looking fat enough for this. I got to put something else on.
She what? Because I want to make sure
I
my...
I ain't going to disagree.
Where y'all going?
How y'all
ladies,
y'all
what y'all
feel?
How
y'all feel?
I ain't going to disagree. I just feel like a nigga going to look... Either way, you got a fat ass. He like, damn, you got a fat ass. What's going on? What you talking about? So it don't matter. You got clothes on it, a dress on it, damn, church pants, mom jeans.
So I got a question.
Well, hold on. What do you think?
I think niggas should look but don't touch. Still be respectful. Like, what the fuck? You can't just touch a complete stranger on it.
But we're not talking about touching. We just saying in general, like, do you feel... Okay, do you feel like you should cover up? If you got a man at the house, you feel like you should watch what you wear. How about that?
No, I think you should be secure that I'm coming home.
Cool.
Like,
so what if your nigga having a nigga night, a game night at the house, cookout? You feel like it's okay to come downstairs with ass, titties all out?
No, that's different.
How the fuck is that different?
It's different
from going to the club.
Because
how?
We're at an intimate setting.
That
we're at a
intimate
house.
Your homeboys
home.
All in the building
we're
with you.
Yeah.
So what if all my homeboys
if
in the club?
If the homies is there, it's not a lounge.
It's acceptable.
Damn, that go bruh, girl.
So you going to come down with your titties out?
Damn. Listen, like, it's acceptable.
Yes or no, JoJo? Are you coming down with your titties out?
If I want to
yes
wear my
yes or fucking no.
If I want to wear my titties out, I'm going to wear my titties out. I'm not going to have my nipples out.
That ain't even right.
I'ma do it. Like
your homeboy got a
like. Wait, you talking about his at the house?
Yes.
Oh hell no, I'm not.
But
doing
But what
that.
If it's out? You go to the club, his homeboy's in the section right beside you. Now.
It's different. It's acceptable. That's just like on Halloween. Every bitch got that shit up their ass. Pasties right here.
That's why I said occasion. I said that earlier. I said it's an occasion. It's different. It's, like a costume.
Exactly. The club is an occasion. The club is an occasion.
The club is a daily.
The club for a woman. Hold on, y'all. Have my back. A club for a woman. We go in and get. We be at home. You know, say for instance, okay, I'm at home all week, all right? On the weekend, I don't do shit. I don't dress up. I don't do nothing. When I go out, I'm going out. I want to look good. I want to do my makeup, get my hair done, wear me something that look good, make my body, like, fit my body, let my body look good for myself, for my confidence, for my self-esteem, how the fuck I want to
feel. That's the only way your confidence and self-esteem feel?
Exactly.
We ain't got our gray sweatpants on, but it's a different type of drip.
We get dressed, we don't get dressed to
I get dressed for attention, it's certain people
who have certain things about their body that stick out. So if a girl got big titties, she's typically gonna wear a dress that's low cut so you can see a little something
Some nice jeans.
Some nice mom jeans and a sweatshirt.
Yo, Nike
runners. When we going to the club, we not wearing.
Because you can't get that fit on. Y'all can't dress unless you half naked. That is the. That's what we need to talk about. Y'all can't dress.
The thing is, y'all can wear leggings in the club and it still look good. Y'all want to wear jeans and twerk with jeans on? Yes. How? We want to look good for ourselves. It don't got nothing to do with it.
Let me ask this question then. So, like, ladies, if y'all go out and don't nan nigga holler at you all night, what you think when you go back home?
I think I look ugly as fuck. That's
it. Attention. What the fuck are we saying?
I'm not saying I would like a nigga to do it. I'm not saying I would like a nigga to do it. Fuck that. I didn't contradict myself. Hold on, go ahead. I said if a nigga didn't approach me all night. Yeah, I'ma be like, damn, I must wasn't cute. I'ma say that shit because I must not be cute. But that don't mean that I got dressed up to impress the nigga.
Here we starting this shit off.
Y'all crazy as fuck. Hey,
a nigga gonna talk to you anyway. You at the gas station with some fucking sweat. So if I go to the club, a nigga don't talk to me, I'm looking hit. And that's just
you know what? I'ma keep it a buck and say that there are some times that women.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I am gonna keep it a buck and say there are sometimes that women do dress up like knowing that certain people gonna be in the area and they gonna wanna look nice. But that's not every time.
I say so my final answer is occasionally. You can go out.
Yeah, that's occasionally.
Occasionally, like birthday. I'm saying, if we going out to lunch or you going to lunch with your friends
and you just got your titty just tittying and your ass just doing what it's supposed to do.
Titties on Yanni.
You can't. There gotta be some type of respect. A line being drawn.
No, I'm a dead ass say though. If I'm in a relationship with my man, I'm gonna be cautious of what I wear.
That's all though. That's all we ask.
If I have a nigga, but if I'm single,
I feel like going to a mutual agreement.
Yeah, because you agreed to your own.
I'm a man, JoJo. Thank God I'm single. Because I would have been out.
Why don't you just agree to your own question? She did. You know what I'm saying, I'm gonna take another shot. You had it on two days ago. I didn't even go. All right, next question. So why are we on? Oh, you got one? No, go ahead. No, we just did her shit.
Mm-mm. All right, we're gonna make it kind of transitions into my shit.
Damn, so, I didn't know you was a co-host too.
Okay.
A little bit.
Oh, man. Vaughn's actually, this is Vaughn's second appearance.
Big dog status. So transitioning from that question, right?
So like I seen this video of a chick goddamn a nigga walking on a chick grabbing her ass in public and shit. And she goddamn went to slap him and punched him.
Oh my god.
Boom.
And then he beat her ass.
Yeah, beat her the fuck up. Now that shit wrong as fuck, right? Now let's say a nigga tried to intervene and got popped. Boom. Is it, like, ladies, and well, shit, ladies and gentlemen, do y'all think a nigga should crash out trying to defend a woman he don't know in public?
No.
He shouldn't crash out, but you wouldn't, it wouldn't sit. Some people, it wouldn't sit right with them in the back of their head if they ain't
do nothing.
Like that, like say you got them try, like say you try to intervene into some shit like that, and you got them get shot, you die. Your family like, goddamn, this nigga done lost his life over trying to be a hero.
Trying to be a hero.
That's an easy path to heaven, baby. You just did a good Samaritan. You died on good will.
You automatically
going to heaven. You going straight to heaven automatically.
Man, what if that nigga wasn't ready to go to heaven? What the fuck? What
ain't ready to go.
What if a nigga not ready to go to heaven? He not ready to go yet.
And then, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, hey, I'm going to try to stop the situation, but I see he on some fuck shit. Sweetheart.
I'm gonna call somebody.
You really not stopping
unless you gonna pop him. Or
you gonna come? Saying, you can't come swinging. So you gotta definitely. But pop what are? Right? Ain't no question.
Who? It's self defense.
I mean, he ain't not doing nothing to you.
No, I'm saying it's self defense.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Anytime you step out there to save somebody or do something, you gotta be ready for that person to retaliate. So you put yourself out there. So something might happen. Think about your family first. Like, man, fuck that. I want to get home.
Yeah.
Or.
And especially like if it's like some domestic shit where they know each other and he just occasionally beat her the fuck up. But you try to play Superman and he goddamn beat you the fuck up or shoot you. But she going to side with that nigga.
I feel like.
What if she
didn't
deal?
Yeah.
Actually, and him.
So you done lost your life and been incapacitated over a situation that was unavoidable.
Shit. Listen, my thing on it is if you don't feel like you can protect yourself and her, then stay the fuck out of it and try to talk
the nigga out of it.
Try to do something.
Like, hey, Brandon, hey, bro. Come on,
I ain't gonna lie. If it was me and I was getting my ass beat, I would hope that whoever that is, I would want them to save my fucking life. Like,
But at the same time, if it was one of your, well, I feel like that's just human nature though. So like, if it was one of your family members and he step in and something happened to him, you would have wanted him to not do anything.
Yeah, I know. I would feel some type of way, but to cancel all that shit out, if you can't protect yourself and that person, find somebody else that will. Fuck, like it's true. Just you.
I walk up on some crazy ass shit. I might turn the other way. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
For sure, because you at the end of the day.
That's really how I feel.
Because I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to.
I feel like you feel that, but when you actually in that situation, you really seeing a girl get dog. Like you watching this bitch.
Hey, leave that. Leave her alone, man. Hey, stop. Hey.
I had a situation.
Look, like, hey, nigga, back the fuck up, all
right? Hey, brother. Hey, right. You know, I wasn't even talking to you, dog.
You win it. You got
I got,
it right,
I got Tourette's. I just be yelling sometimes. Hey, you know shit. You go ahead.
I literally experienced that shit.
Well, I feel like unless you ain't gonna be on no police ass
this
shit.
This guy I was really talking to, he was picking me up from work. And there was this guy out there, like, trying to beat on his girl. And he was a white guy. You could tell he was drunk. He was trying to beat on her. And I told my dude, I'm like, yo, do something.
What? Nigga, you do something. What?
He like, he from New York. So he like, what the fuck you want me to do? I'm like, stop that shit. He got out, told him to stop. Buddy like ran up on him and he pooped and dropped him. But he could have died, bro.
Yo nigga, right?
Think about it.
Your nigga could have lost his life trying.
How you going to explain that to
the rest of his family?
Like, I told him to go help me. He got shot.
Oh my God.
Dumbass.
It was in a car.
Dumbass little girl.
It was in a car, so it didn't matter.
Little head, big ponytail, having that little girl.
Man, look.
Everybody would have died. The girl would have died. He would have died. Everybody would have died. Except for me.
Except for you. You would have been out here.
If you ain't going to goddamn go slam a nigga and be like, I'm calling the police right now, and you going to hold him to... What are you doing?
He punched the fuck out of him and knocked him out.
You think he's going to end right there?
Oh, my God, we got to leave.
You think he's going to end right there?
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Somebody getting shot at the end of that fight.
Nah, he was knocked the fuck out.
That orange.
That was random. All right, y'all. So listen. So.
Yeah. Are we taking more shots?
Nah, we just sipping, bro.
We know you not taking the shot.
I know we had a 5-minute break. Strong.
Nah, you just
relax and talk. Yeah, y'all.
If you can't deal with the shots, then just say that.
What you got? Come on.
No, all
right. Oh, all right, y'all. Next topic. You on 4 shots?
Maybe.
Damn.
Ooh, you have 4 shots?
Maybe.
I'm on 3.
We on 4.
Maybe.
This is the littest episode ever.
I'm pouring some big ass mixed drinks, so I'm lit over here.
Okay, yeah, this will be my 4.
Wednesday.
Hump day. Trying to be humped on.
Your birthday was what?
Wasted Wednesday.
Okay,
all right, check this out. On Wasted Wednesday, we got a segment. It's called Ask JoJo, right?
Ask JoJo.
So people basically just be asking me shit. Should be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
The worst therapist ever.
The worst therapist ever.
Are we asking you or people already?
People
asking
are
you?
Asking me.
But y'all
they're
can send them shits in. Send them in.
Yeah. So if you want advice,
slide in the DMs.
Toxic ass shit. Just slide in DMs, email, whatever. Boom. Dear JoJo, my boyfriend and I have been together for a few months now, and I ain't gonna lie, the sex is amazing. The other day, he asked if we could spice some things up in the bedroom, and asked me if I would be down for a threesome.
Oh, no.
I like girls, so I was immediately down. I let him set the threesome up because, I mean, shit, I don't mind him choosing a girl. When I got to his house, come to my surprise, it wasn't a girl there. It was a nigga.
What?
I instantly got pissed off because what the fuck, nigga? You trying to run a train on me? I ain't with that shit. Hell no. Nah. And he responded, no, he's here for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nah, it's too much.
Oh, my
signed what in the actual fuck?
All right.
Oh, I don't even know.
That's filthy work.
Oh, my God. So he gay, pretty much.
Yeah.
Bisexual. You know,
there's no bisexual.
Did she know
her
heart be
fast? I don't know when she her heart going to be
broke. She said a couple months. But my thing is, you said you let him set it up, and when you got there, it was another nigga there. So that means, like, they had to talk about this shit that he probably, like, fucking him, like, and you. That's number one.
I need to take another shot.
Niggas can't even say nothing.
I don't even got nothing to say.
What's the question?
I want to say just go to the next one because this ain't even the one.
Yeah, I'm
going to
turn
into
a co-host today. Next.
We're
in the action.
But no, we got to help her.
What you mean?
We got to help her.
Give her advice.
I mean, that's not.
What does she want to say with
it? The short answer is that's not what you signed up for. So, hey, you know.
But
you
if
got,
you want to deal with it, hey, deal with
deal
it. Don't
with
tell
it.
Us.
That situation, that situation is there.
It's a lot of weird shit be going on right there.
That situation is there. You got to deal with that one.
Man,
So the question, so we're going to keep it real. So are you into that type of stuff? I mean, if you are.
Oh, this for the ladies.
Yeah.
Are you talking to her?
I'm talking to the person.
Yanni, Yanni, what do you think, Yanni? Yanni and Chica.
I think you need to do the experience and then move to a different country and start a new life. Nobody need to know about that. Yeah. You gotta start over.
So, do you got something you need to tell her?
No.
What the hell?
I'm just saying, you gotta, or at least another state. You can't live where you live in that.
Do the experience.
I'm saying, look, your nigga here, you here, y'all here.
That ain't for everybody.
Hey, that nigga. You in Atlanta. Ain't nobody gonna kiss
her. I'm just saying, maybe the sight of seeing her nigga sucking meat will just send her to the
Well, I can't even watch my nigga fucking another bitch.
I mean, like,
either that or another nigga.
I mean, like, that's really it. You didn't sign up for that shit. You didn't sign up for that shit. You know, that's not what you into. Shit, dip. That's not what you into.
That's another thing, like, with dating, or you said they was together a few months.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even know your partner what they really be into, like, until they come out? Funny. So you can't be like, you gotta ask questions, like, what you into, so you know already.
That question.
Or did they say it's gonna be another girl, or she just automatically thought that?
She
like,
just
you gotta know your partner, like, what the fuck they into, like.
Yeah, cause it could go either.
It could be a nigga, and then there you go.
It could go. You're welcome. It could go either way.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
but also
into
as
it,
a,
if you
but,
into
but
it,
man,
do what you do, baby girl.
But man, if that's what you into, you gotta let Shorty
you
know that shit.
I mean, because people be up and that's true.
Because somebody's probably with that shit, so you know, find somebody who with that shit and waste her time.
Like, look, that's I like scary. Niggas on the side, and then give them an option to stay or leave. Mm-hmm.
But just bringing that shit.
Some girls
do
that.
Some girls like that, some girls don't. Some girls, it's just different. Everybody's different.
Yeah, that's definitely something he should have told you up front. But off rip, you know, the advice I could give you is, I don't really know what you're asking me, but if it was me, I wouldn't be able to handle it because, first off, he didn't tell me that he was that he was bisexual. And, like, I could barely watch a nigga fuck another girl. So watch him fuck another nigga or suck another nigga dick or some shit like that.
That's a lot. Very toxic. You just
that's
got down.
That ain't even
took
toxic.
A pie.
But do what you do though. Because people went to other shit. Like, you know, all types of other shit you could be doing out here that people doing that's weird.
But at least he told her. Like, look, hey, baby. I'm fucking men on the side. He ain't even trying to hide it from her. He like, look, baby. I'm introducing you to my world. I fuck men. I fuck you great.
Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about bringing extras into the bedroom, I got a question, right? So, what is more embarrassing? I guess everybody can answer this one. So, what is more embarrassing? Finding out the person you're talking to is trying to cheat, or finding out that they've been getting curved
by everybody they've been trying to cheat.
Getting curved.
Like, you look at your nigga DMs and he getting left on red by everybody.
I seen that shit.
That's gonna make a bitch wanna leave.
I seen that shit before.
That mean you a lame.
And I laughed at your stupid ass.
You have no reason.
But like, what if your girl trying to cheat and like niggas is just curving her? I think that's worse. I think that's worse.
What was the other one? The other option?
If she's trying to cheat, they're trying to cheat, or they're getting curved by everybody that they're trying to cheat with.
Wait, it's just the action.
No, the action of them actually, the audacity of them trying to cheat.
Oh, is it the audacity?
Or finding out that they've been getting curved by everybody.
First of all, it's the audacity too, because I'll slap shit out you for somebody you trying to cheat. That's why you're dumb ass getting curved with your stupid ass. I'm finna rub it in your face.
Yeah, now you getting.
No, but what's worse than that?
It's the cake and icing.
If he a trick and still getting curved.
What?
Hold on,
first of all, he is disowned as a nigga. You're no longer a nigga.
That's what red something's wrong.
You're a pussy now.
Who living on red? That's not happening at all.
What's not happening?
I might have seen that.
Hold on, what's not happening?
Now, if a nigga offering money, he not getting curved.
Yes, are you crazy? Yeah, I'll show you so many motherfucking DMs I got that was like, send me your cash out, baby. I got this waiting for you, red. Fuck is you talk about?
They white?
No, they're black.
Are they cool?
They're known.
You can be known, but not cool.
Give me,
like,
some Capri Rap, some cool niggas.
Well, I will show you my shit when
know,
we get off
you
camera.
You know cool from you know no. That's a big difference.
I'm Cap now? Now I'm Cap?
I'm tempted to see. Because this you, ain't... You I can't
think,
believe
you
this
think
shit.
So?
Hell, now, if you single and a nigga trying to goddamn pull up on you with that bag...
Do niggas be in your damn DM offering the bag?
Absolutely.
So what is y'all take on trick culture?
Y'all really just think money just make a bitch just get
Yeah, it don't... Money don't do all of that. You know what I'm saying? You offering bread, great. I'ma spend it, of course.
So you gonna take the money, like?
Of course I'ma take the money, but that don't mean I'ma pull up.
All right, now.
Come on, baby. Look, we not all made the same. You know, if you a fine ass nigga, you a fine ass nigga, and you offering a bag, you a plus. You know, you some weird ass nigga. You offering money and you giving it to me before I even, you know, I'm taking
shit.
The money.
So
a weird ass nigga at the end of the day.
Okay, so
it could go either way.
Yeah,
because it be sometimes like. You will entertain that goofy nigga who just trying to give you that bread. And it be that time to where it be the nigga who got bread that you don't want to entertain because you know he got too much motion and you ain't really trying to deal with all that.
Exactly.
So you just got to make that fucking decision.
So, like, if you got, like, 10 niggas that's on your line, right, but only one of them, like, they're all pretty much equal, but only one of them is, like, coming with some money, is that the nigga that y'all entertain?
He at the top of the list for sure. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, why not?
He at the top five
you said
for
if
sure.
He,
why
you
would
said
not
if
be?
He gives you.
Why isn't the nigga that, why isn't
the
it the nigga that you like the most?
Because right. Y'all all, you said it's 10 of y'all that's all the same.
Cause yeah.
But this one got money.
So...
Half the time, the nigga that you like the most don't like
you
the same way.
Yeah, like... She basically saying, she's like, all y'all niggas, y'all cool. He got the most money.
Yeah.
That's what she gonna go
with.
Now, I'm not saying, I ain't say that's the one I'm gonna run with. I just say he in the top five. He up there.
Listen, everybody plays their role. Y'all gotta understand that. You got the nigga... You got the nigga... You got the nigga that got the money that's gonna get a lot of your attention. But it's not really genuine. You just gonna tell him what needs to be heard so you can get your bread. Mm-hmm. Then you got the nigga who you actually like. He get your time too, but you really actually like him. So you giving him your time
myself.
Too. But that don't mean you don't like the nigga too. With the money. Yeah,
I'm giving you all my love. And you going over here to get this nigga money.
Because at the end of the day,
beat it.
You know what? The crazy shit about all that is, at the end of the day, it's always going to be a nigga with more money.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
Nah,
so
you? I feel like a nigga just need to have enough money
then
to
just
take.
Get
there
money.
Is not enough money because Bill Gates still exists.
But no, a nigga need to have
Bill
enough
Gates
money.
Bill Gates can take everybody, bitch. If this
a
is the case,
a nigga need to have enough money to make sure the bitch he fucking with is
straight. Thank you.
You
ain't got all the money in the world.
Because it's a lot of more richer niggas. But if you,
yeah,
as long as like
exactly.
You know your girl, you know what she like. If you can do that, you good.
Exactly. Come on now.
Finally, someone who understands.
Because he got money. What are we talking about?
No, but
you're not understanding what he's saying.
No,
he's
I understand what he's saying.
He's saying
make sure
whatever the
but,
girl
but,
want.
But also,
says,
you gotta make sure your girl personality isn't the type. Well, shit, he got the most.
Well, you
he
shouldn't
got,
be fucking with her anyway if she
well,
like that.
Well, you don't know a motherfucker's like that until you in that situation. You don't know a motherfucker weak till they fold.
Well, stop. Yeah. You know that you could smell that shit on a nigga.
Yes, you can. You
that.
Can definitely. You,
right,
you
so
definitely
you gotta,
can. Because I've smelled the shit before.
Exactly. So keep that stank ass bitch away from you for a
but if you find somebody you solid with, shit.
But the money don't like you gotta have
enough. But that. It don't. But you gotta have enough money. Like, say your girl want a goddamn Chanel bag.
Right.
Long as you can do that for her, you good.
So
if she can be like, "Hey, babe, I want this," make sure you can do that for her.
So that goes to the point that you said last week. I think when you said, "Is a girl like?" Expensive.
That's why I don't
like,
wear white shirts.
Are you too expensive to date somebody? Like, are you out their range? Remember you
said the women feel like a nigga's ever out of there.
No, no, like a woman, and you're too expensive for a man.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That's basically what he's saying.
Do you feel like you're
if you can't fit her criteria, get the fuck out.
But I feel like women be making up criteria that they can't even live up to themselves.
That's not true.
Like if you got your own
they can't live
if you got your own shit going on, okay, and they gotta meet you where you at. But if you got there working the Waffle House, please don't tell me you need a Chanel bag on the first date.
Not on the first date.
Bitches are doing that. Bitches are doing that.
Bitches that see niggas as green.
Bitches is trying.
And you know, a bitch's expectations
right,
and trying.
Yeah. Please know the difference.
What,
bitch,
you said it's a difference between what?
A bitch expectations and trying you. Like, if you go to LA, bitches out there driving G wagons. They living in the hills.
They got it.
You gotta come,
and you got. But you gotta meet her where she at. Right. If she up here, you can't come down here and say.
So, hey. To compare that to the bitch asking for a Chanel bag, they work at Waffle House.
Yeah.
If you go to LA, and a bitch asks you for a Chanel bag, that's regular to her. That's
she got
her
a Chanel bag.
Yeah, it ain't her trying you.
She already feel bad because she got to ask.
I'm really
you.
Living
she
like this.
Did that
you
shit.
Gotta live. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so can I ask a question? Right. So how are y'all approaching these females that already got the bag that you clearly see? They got everything. They don't need no nigga.
It's
so
not, I'm not approaching a female about the money. I'm approaching. It's about we vibing. We going.
So you telling them the good vibes. So you bringing the drugs, the drink. What are you doing?
Are you trying to fuck with a bitch because you're trying to fuck with her, or are you trying to fuck, like, we saying, like, fuck with her or trying to fuck her?
Right.
Like, you're just trying to get in her space. Like, you're just trying to
just vibe with her. See what you're talking about.
Let me take you out. Regular shit. I'm not coming in as a trick, but let's hang out on some cool shit.
But a lot of
you come as a trick because she already got money.
You don't have to come as a trick because a girl got money.
Okay. So
can you be a trick to a girl that got money?
Define a trick.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can be a trick to a girl that got money. She don't, just because she got money, don't mean she want to spend her money.
She just going to have extra money because you're tricking on her.
But you don't have to be. You don't have to be a trick to a girl that got money. Unless you are a girl, like unless you, that's all you want from a nigga is just money.
What is tricking?
When you got your own money, he got money. Y'all can vibe, kick it.
Can we define tricking?
What tricking mean?
Spending money on a bitch.
Why is that tricking?
Bro, come on now.
Spending money.
Hold on. I just want to know why that's tricky.
She's not from here.
She's
from New York.
Yeah, what that mean?
Okay.
That's the same damn thing.
You
want to
explain it?
Okay, so spending money on a bitch.
Okay.
Who really ain't trying to spend time with you, so
okay,
you really paying for her time. Like
that's the key point.
She don't really care about you.
She wouldn't be.
She's not yours. You making sure she's straight. You know what I'm saying? Paying
but
her bills.
Like tricking is just spending money.
But you expect. But you expecting some pussy from it.
You are.
Niggas do want pussy.
You're expecting pussy for sure.
Unless you're spending money.
Unless you're spending.
What you say? What you say?
You will not be around that person unless you're spending money. Period.
Facts.
They're not going to talk to you. They're not going to spend time unless you're tricking.
And both of y'all low key know it.
Yeah.
That is two. It's really two definitions. Cause that's like a definition, and then the other definition, like, I'm a trick for my girl. Like,
I don't think that's tricking.
That don't make sense. That's what I'm saying. How that's tricking?
That's the case. I'm a trick for my
nigga. It's the
nigga,
definition,
like,
but it's not the same situation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The same word.
Like she said,
but
spending
you're still
money,
giving her whatever she needs.
Like,
babe,
let's get up and go to the mall. I want to buy you whatever you want.
That's tricking.
No,
that's spoiling me.
Okay, we can say spoiling.
Spoiling.
That's the same word.
No. Spoiling is in a relationship. Tricking is
you can
to
spoil somebody and still be tricking.
Tricking, that's because tricking is like
you
know it's
on something that's
you
not yours.
Trick on
She's
girlfriend.
Not your girl.
Tricking,
but you're spending money. Yeah. You're spending your
it's
hard earned money
to be around her.
My girl, you're spoiling me.
Period.
Fact. But if we fucking with each other, we fucking we
me
we
tricking
here.
Is
but
you're
not my nigga, so that means we still tricking.
Me tricking is you really not wanting to fuck me or fuck with me. But I'm like, hey, I'm gonna take you to sex.
What y'all talking about?
Tricking is a nigga that's just trying to spend for you. Like here, money. I want you. I
feel like you know
niggas.
I thought it wasn't tricking if you got it. But
you
didn't have about that?
You can
no,
man, T.I., that was
bullshit.
2008.
No,
it's still tricking. They just don't give a fuck because they got the money.
Big Fast Five this week. Go get your tickets. But I think like niggas wanna fuck with women. Niggas wanna fuck with women. But also niggas don't wanna be seen as an ATM. Like, bitch.
Some niggas don't care.
And we don't
want to
feel like that's what you is, and that's what you is.
Yeah, some niggas don't
you
care.
You can't help it.
Well, I don't.
Okay, y'all, women look at y'all like ATMs, and y'all look at us like fucking sex slaves.
And that's cool, but y'all don't. And that's all. Okay, well, let's say that. Well, let's say that.
Goddamn wholesome. Let it happen.
Let's say that then, because it's a lot of women that be selling pussy, but don't want to act like they not selling pussy.
The issue
be. Well, give them what they want.
The issue be that price limit, like the limit you try to give that girl on that pussy. Like, don't be like, it's the whole interaction. Like, hey, let's fuck. I'll give you 3 bands. And then you sit there and you think, like, 3 bands? 3 bands?
Three some bands is a lot of money for 10 minutes.
Hold on. Shut up. Listen. You could be like, 3 bands? Like, what the fuck? Like, that'll make bitches be like, what? Why 3 bands? I could get more. Or why is it so much? Or this is this. No, that's just too much. Like, let me just see what the fuck this nigga gonna do for me.
Run up that tab. Some girls on the fuck shit like,
because a real trader is going to say how much you want.
No, but that's a prostitute. What I'm saying is in that interaction, what makes it so, like, tricky or blurry for the men and the women to actually make that transaction, I feel like, is when you actually come down to the transaction, when a nigga put a number on it, now y'all got to negotiate and shit. Like, it's I'm not negotiating now. On my
it, pussy. It is not even. It's business.
No more. It's but we're not going to negotiate because at the end of the day, the girl going to value her pussy way more than you do. Mm-hmm. So regardless, she going to take what she feels.
Man, she's selling it. She's not valuing it anyway. Nigga, it's for sale.
Ooh, that's a lie.
She
don't
value that shit,
you don't value it and you
that
put
shit
it.
Is
hold
is flea market
that's
pussy.
Not a lie.
If, hold on, how? If money is value, if money is value, how is she not valuing her pussy?
Value.
If money
because
is
value. It goes to anybody who can meet that price point.
What I'm saying is that
anybody that can meet that price point can get it.
Everybody who is trying to make it out, make it anywhere is trying to get money. The
so
whole
a nigga that sent you
issue $5,000 is to make money, hustle, get your money, whatever.
So
and
a nigga
now y'all
say
trying to say that she devalued
right
her
now.
Pussy because
he not fucking. You not gonna let him fuck. He sent you $10,000. You gonna let him fuck? Exactly.
It's not an exchange. Your $10,000 ain't for my pussy.
Y'all
gotta
understand. If I wanna fuck you, I'm gonna fuck you.
It's for my
time.
No, the fuck is not. Man, that is cow.
You mean that 15 minutes?
Cow. What she say?
She said that $10,000 is not for my pussy.
She
didn't work
in
Leeds. You are fucking capper.
She didn't work in Leeds.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm here for.
But that's
I ain't come here for nothing.
So you think,
girl, you know we is fucking.
No, I don't think that. But I think that'd be the issue, though. Like, just do for me. Let me decide when I want to give you the pussy. Like,
thank you.
Don't just give me the money.
Man, because y'all be wasting time.
But
everybody
put it.
You
everybody
don't
want
to have a conversation.
Man, we're not trying to hear none of that shit,
then y'all
man.
Y'all can have that even exchange then. Tell her, next time you just want to fuck a bitch, just tell her, yo, I just want to fuck
every
you.
Nigga don't got to do that, though.
It's I'm saying, so
and then also, y'all be acting like y'all don't want dick too.
What makes you seem lame?
It seem lame like, all right, look, hey, baby, here's some money. I want to fuck you tonight.
How's that lame?
I think that's lame.
I think it's lame as hell.
I feel like get that shit out the way. If you on that shit,
you
can't do
that.
Tell
so
me.
You want me to woo me? You want me to finesse you out the pussy?
I want you to woo me. I want you to make me feel great.
We're wasting time. We are wasting time.
Put 10 bands on right there in your face and say, here, it's yours. I just want to fuck.
You are.
That's cow. That's cow.
It's not
you are. I don't want nothing else. Here you go. What you want, 10? Let me fuck. That's all I want.
That's cow. And you going to limit that 10?
I make $10,000 a day, baby. This $10,000, $10. Here you go.
And then we done after that.
We are.
That's lame, though.
How is it lame?
That's all I want.
You got what you wanted. He got what he wanted.
But
who
said I wanted that?
You want the money.
What if I wanted you?
What is she exactly?
I don't want you.
Well, fuck me then. Fuck me.
That's what I'm saying. I could have fucked you for free, but now you're like, here's that $10. I want to fuck you.
So
now I'm like,
so that's the problem right there. So that's the problem right there. You still gonna take
this
the
is a juicy contradiction.
And not gonna work.
No,
that's
not.
What's the DeLeon Schmellion?
Hold on, hold on. Okay.
I don't even want to fuck with you no more. Like, I might have really liked you.
What
how you know the nigga really liked you?
That's what I'm saying. Your mind. Okay, hold on. I'm just $10,000.
Hold on. Listen. Y'all have to understand, as women, the reason why women will put a price on their pussy, because they sometimes have to protect themselves from niggas who really just be trying to fuck and that's it. Because half the time, women, if they see you and they want to fuck with you, they're going to fuck with you for who you are.
This ain't right.
And then they know, like, they like you.
Oh,
they genuinely like you. Hold on.
So the money is protecting the pussy?
The money is that now we have an even exchange, because I was trying to give you my heart and all you wanted was my pussy.
That's
cap. So since all you want is my pussy, then give me your money then.
That's cap, because you're not going
to
tell him, I don't give a fuck about your money. You want him. You're not going to say that. You're not gonna take the money.
He said he gonna be like, oh,
she
nah,
just said,
it,
what if I want to fuck you?
You don't know that,
and I don't even want your money. Did you tell him that when he offered you the 10 bands?
No, you is it gonna make him think any different?
Yeah, it might.
Yes, he gonna be like, that's cap.
First of all, that's a dumbass business decision.
Exactly, that's a stupid business.
Let me tell you, so now it's a business.
Yeah, because you came at me with money. Because you came at me with money.
He probably felt that he wasn't in your league, or he couldn't get you. Without money.
Maybe he had low self-esteem.
Well, since your self-esteem that low, I don't want to fuck with you.
Maybe you might build his self-esteem up. Because if you want to fuck with him.
Okay, okay.
Because he's lame. Like, you're not y'all, see.
Because he's lame.
I don't know what y'all thinking about.
Okay,
but it ain't even right. That shit crazy.
I got another question. Because y'all niggas is wildin'.
No,
niggas is wildin'.
We speaking facts. That shit don't make no damn sense.
But y'all have to understand what we saying, though.
We understand.
She said something totally different.
What you mean?
She said it. You said this lame for a nigga to buy pussy.
No, I didn't.
You
I
literally said it that. Make, it rewind the tape.
She
said.
What she I said make
me. Gonna be a lame regardless.
She said, "What if I wanted to fuck you without the money? Well, but you still offer the money? What you gonna do?
Like, okay, I'm my bad, baby. Give me the 10. Let's go out to eat now. Now what? I'm still lame.
Now we different.
But now, but
let's go out to eat.
But look, also niggas be wanting to. Niggas be wanting to fuck. I'm gonna say that niggas be wanting to fuck. And if I take. Look, if a nigga you like, he got to take you out on a date to get some extra shit, right?
Yes.
So if he take you out on a nice date, the first night is you fucking?
It depends.
Night, yes,
it depends on him.
Yeah.
If he nah. We it's
because women be trying to make niggas wait like three. They be trying to set these rules and shit, bro. This shit lame. That is lame.
Women do wait because they might genuinely like you.
Man, well, fuck me then. Fuck me. Give me pussy. I wanna fuck. You wanna fuck? I wanna fuck.
Why that?
Listen.
I ain't got no problem with it. So it depends on how long I wait.
Like a girl likes.
I will fuck a nigga and he will love me and I will treat him like trash.
That
I would treat him like fucking
what?
Trash.
Hold on, wait. Repeat that.
Huh? Yep, say
I
that
will
again.
Fuck a nigga and make him love me, and I will treat him like trash.
How you gonna make him love you?
Cause that from my pussy. Great. Uh-huh. What are you talking about? Cause pussy's think, good.
Pussy got that. She got that air vacuum 3000
here. Cause that pussy's good. He's gonna love you. What are
you
y'all about?
Think niggas ain't really having a lot of pussy out here?
Listen. That, I don't care. I'm not trying to knock nobody else's pussy. If you got good pussy, boo. You got good pussy. That's just.
Raise your hand if you got good pussy.
I just know where I come from. What I had. Dealt with.
Why
not? Why? I'm sorry.
Put that motherfucker.
You got a nigga?
Y'all can't
do I don't it. Have a nigga.
So what the hell you ain't
why you ain't standing on your
feet? I ain't about to be out here. Oh yeah, like look, y'all probably did it right. Like ew.
You look, I thought you every like, woman was supposed to
you
say
look like
right.
You got good pussy. Chica, we appreciate
I mean,
you
if
being
you do,
honest.
If you want to tell we people, you do. That. If you don't, you don't. God damn it.
All right, whatever.
But what I'm saying is, nigga, what I want to
see going on this show right here.
Hey man, niggas be wanting to fuck after the first date, and y'all be wanting to make a nigga wait, and I think that shit lame because y'all be having niggas that y'all be fucking consistently that y'all don't even fucking like.
It don't matter. He's not gonna pull up to my crib. I got one. Girl, you in there?
Exactly.
You in there?
Exactly.
So you gonna make the nigga that
really like you wait because you got this nigga over here that you fucking.
Cause he got more potential.
Y'all just don't understand.
What the fuck?
No, y'all just really.
You gonna, so you gonna let this nigga ram your shit out while I'm waiting? What the fuck?
You don't know about him though, so it's not gonna offend you.
You did not tell.
You don't know about him. It's not gonna offend you.
It's not gonna offend you.
You hear this toxic shit?
You don't know about him.
This is fucking. It is hurting me because I'm not. I'm going home with a hard dick.
I got drugs.
Hey, I bet
in the
you got another bitch
this,
to fuck.
For this
no, because if I like you somebody, you're the only person I'm entertaining.
Everything he's saying
that's
is
not,
because I fucking said
that's
this.
Not
and
not
I got drugs.
If I want to fuck you,
to say this shit.
If I
want
to
fuck you,
so
that's
what
I'm thinking about is fucking you.
If I like you, I want to fuck you. So if we going out on dates, I want some pussy. No, but we can't act like niggas don't like pussy. Yeah, and we can't act like we like.
Oh my
we
God.
Like you.
Oh my God.
But do y'all though?
You said this
don't.
Gaslighting.
They
your clubhouse just, words. This is gaslighting. This is gaslighting.
All you like?
No.
Exactly.
They want pussy.
Niggas don't ask these silly ass questions.
Niggas don't
just,
listen, bro. Listen. I will kick it with a bitch that I want and not try to fuck.
Okay.
For sure.
Thank you.
I will like sit there and wait until she wanna fuck me.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay, that's
even
more.
Yeah, but
so
those
if
are
you go
women.
On a date
those
and
are,
you don't fuck the first night, y'all, I can't
those are women that you like.
First night, nigga. What
the women that you like, you do that with.
Night,
but
really?
A bitch you trying to fuck,
I do.
You not.
Yeah, you
not.
Do.
Certain girls, but like, if I'm trying to
if
see
you giving me
it's
them
one out of 30 girls you probably do.
I'm
gonna
wanna fuck.
Huh?
It's probably like one out of 30 niggas
is
a time
to. No, I don't, bro. Y'all just think niggas is about here.
You just gotta tell him, like, nah, I ain't with that right now. And then see how his attitude
fuck y'all be careful with you when y'all say y'all ain't with it.
That's different.
Niggas be cool, y'all but be at the end of the day,
y'all
we still want to
be. Mad as fuck. Like, man, that bitch ain't.
But didn't y'all not hear what the fuck took place? Y'all get him on our
list. I mean, at the end of the day,
let me go to Nick.
When you wait for it,
like you said, you show signs.
She
had
three shots.
Well, I'm going to fuck you.
She don't know what.
But if not, I'm going to kick it like you kick it. We're going to kick it.
We on six over here.
Exactly.
That's a
fact. Ladies, I got a question for y'all, right?
We not fucking.
No, shut up. I got a question. I got a question for y'all, right? So say you goddamn was married to a nigga in the past, right? Y'all broke up. Y'all divorced. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. And goddamn, you get with a new nigga. Y'all get engaged. Y'all married or whatever. And shit, let's say your new nigga's not as up as your last nigga was, right?
Money-wise.
Yeah, money-wise. So goddamn. Would you expect your ex to come in and help y'all?
Fuck no.
What?
That's disrespectful.
Hell no.
To help y'all?
That's not
you.
Y'all.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm beating both of y'all ass even.
Like y'all.
He know about us?
Shit, yeah. Y'all cordial. Y'all not beefing.
No.
Ain't so, no fellas, would y'all if your ex was struggling, would you step
fuck
in?
No.
And he was in a relationship?
You got a whole nigga.
I beat that nigga ass.
How the fuck am I helping you?
I ain't gonna lie, we broke.
Like
make
that
shit work.
In the fucking car.
Okay,
I'm gonna make it work.
You gonna make it work.
And if you ask your ex, I promise.
Go be with that nigga.
Yeah.
Right, literally.
Beat it. You gonna help
beat
her?
It, bitch.
Oh.
Beat it.
Oh, you're not
you
gonna.
You gotta go.
You're not gonna.
On both sides.
No, he's saying if she asks her ex, and that's his girl. And she go ask her ex for money.
Not show motherfucking money.
Why you even with this nigga? You gotta go ask your ex for money.
You're saying like, okay, in a nigga's perspective, okay.
Yeah. But he say you not on his level though, so he might.
So what you want her to do? She just figure it out with that's y'all. Is that like a manly thing?
Hold up, all right. Did y'all see that movie where?
She got him a job.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Acrimony?
What y'all think about that?
No, I'm not talking about Acrimony.
I didn't see Acrimony.
No, it wasn't Acrimony. It was like, why did I get married to
you? You talking about Acrimony where?
Yeah, it was Taraji, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was another movie like that too, why did I get married to
you? He was pissed.
Yeah, one of them.
No, because he had a dream and a vision.
Basically, a nigga she was fucking with.
We talking about the same movie. Y'all talking about something else.
What movie y'all talking about?
Basically, a new
Acrimony, I think.
A nigga she was fucking with, it was either a police job or some type of job.
Yeah.
A nigga she was fucking
hired,
with,
he's like, don't call,
she
don't
used
call.
To fuck with the nigga, but he was working as a janitor or something, but she went and talked to her ex, like, can you please get him on this job? Yeah. And
make
like,
him think,
nowhere, I got
made
job.
Him think like, that no, he got it on his own, but whole time she was behind
talking about why I got married.
Too.
Yeah, that's the job they talking about. I mean, that's the movie they talking about.
But either way it goes, we talking about the same situation.
Yeah.
Acrimony
different.
We not talking about
Acrimony. We ain't gonna talk about Acrimony. That's
what
some other shit.
I ain't never
talking about that.
I feel like as a man, like, I would have to know, okay, I feel like in a woman's point of view, she's really just trying to look out for her man. She really just wanna, you know, help him shit. Like, and I got this connect. Like, yes, it's a nigga, but I got this connect and we need it, babe. Like, let me do this. And then I also understand the man, he like, bitch, don't ever ask no other nigga for shit. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Because now the nigga looking at you like, nigga, like,
you a little what dog. You doing for these connects?
But overall, what does it matter? What does any
your
of that
bitch got
matter?
You suck his dick. Good ass boy. It ain't even about why does it matter? Because you got a man looking at me like I'm less of a man. Like,
yeah, and then when we're in relationships and you go fuck a bitch and you think you just fucking her because you just getting off and you just wanted to fuck and you don't understand. And now the bitch is looking at me like, yeah, I fucked y'all nigga. It's the
that's
same
some
thing.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But hell.
Well, some men just got too much pride and they don't want to sit over there and let another nigga come.
All
in.
Men have way too much fucking pride.
Now, back to what we said earlier. Have your shit together so you don't got to go through that.
But you shouldn't be going to the
what's having your shit together, though?
You can't say that.
What are the qualities
you cannot
of
go into a relationship with a bunch of shit that's not solved.
But so, niggas that don't got shit going on got to be single for the rest of their life?
Yes.
Hold on, wait. Get your shit together. Vaughn, let me say this shit. Because I saw this shit.
Y'all not even
to
say that.
Hold on.
Y'all ain't even to say that.
Hold on. Let me ask it.
Go figure it out.
Let me ask.
That lane, bro.
Relationship
or marriage?
Shut up! Let me ask you.
Oh,
you mean it's...
I'm putting nuts in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
It's real. It's real asshole. It's cashews. I'm tripping.
No,
it's cashews. It's cashews.
Post that part right there.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
If you broke, should you be dating?
If you what?
If you're broke, should you be dating? Like,
no.
When I say broke, I mean you don't know how
dating
you gonna pay.
No, yes.
Bro, Broke people still be in love.
That ain't right.
No.
That ain't right.
You need to be single and figure your shit out.
Broke people still need love.
They don't need love. Right. They need a job.
What you mean they don't need love?
They don't need no fucking. You need a job. You
need to tell somebody they don't need love.
Listen, listen.
Take your ass away.
You saying this right. You saying this right. Then that same nigga that don't need love ain't going to show you no love if he try to rob you or something because he ain't got
no love. Lay down, bitch.
That's the truth.
Put them titties on the table.
If a nigga broke, last thing they think about is crashing out. They ain't got nothing to live for.
Nigga, you going to be... That's a hobosexual. Nigga, you try to live on my couch. You got to go. Get your
shit. What you mean live on your couch? If y'all together, you going to make the nigga...
You not
going
to be with me. Crazy. You need to go get a job.
Drop the dick off of me. Okay, cool.
So if you ain't got no motion going on...
Broke niggas don't deserve pussy. Why would you be
so you won't turn a nigga up, but y'all don't deserve dick.
Or money. Or a relationship.
No, they deserve money. Everybody deserves money.
This shit is so funny.
Everybody deserves
money. Broke women don't deserve shit.
So you won't turn no nigga up, but a nigga can turn you up.
I didn't say I won't turn you up. But you gotta at least be doing. You gotta be motivated. Why would you turn a nigga up?
Why would we turn a bitch up?
I'm saying if he's trying to make it work.
I didn't. That wasn't the topic. It wasn't saying he was trying. It's saying he's broke.
Hold on, wait. Everybody talking.
I can't believe this shit right now.
Everybody talking.
Did you hear what she just said?
Hold on. We are gonna get to what she said after she said what she said.
I fucking love it.
No.
Come on. The greatest podcast in the room.
She said, what you said?
Out the big facts.
No. What she was saying was, is she's not saying that she not going to fuck with you if you broke. But if you ain't got no ambition, she not fucking with
you. Say that at first, because at first she said,
she said no
broke nigga need no love.
Don't need no pussy. A broke nigga, listen.
Why you fucking
what
you?
What she said is, how you going to be laid up with a bitch and you ain't trying to get ambition. No money?
You not going to fuck with him or love him?
If he ain't got no ambition? I'ma love him, but I ain't gonna fuck
with
him.
What you mean?
I'ma
be like,
how you working in the pussy but not working at a job? Damn. You need to go get some money. Stop it, baby.
You know he not working on that, though.
Cause he broke.
Oh my
so
God.
So you need to that figure it out.
Right. It's,
and then come back to
it's
it.
It's niggas with great jobs just living paycheck to paycheck.
I didn't say that. That's not broke.
Yes, the fuck it
that
is.
That is not. If your bills are paid, you're not broke. Have you been broke before?
No.
Yes, the fuck
it is. So you're not broke.
The definition, the working definition of broke, what we're saying is if you don't know how you're paying your bill from month to month.
Yeah. Like, your bills are paid.
If you barely making it.
Getting evicted.
If you barely making it, but you want this new Chanel bag, he can't buy you the new Chanel bag. He can't even buy you this right now.
But we know that he can't get that because he broke. Why am I even expecting that? That's why I got the side nigga over here that's doing all
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Pause.
This is why niggas be acting the way they
pause. Yeah. So yeah, wait a minute. So if you working with a nigga that's barely getting by, you gonna fuck with a nigga for the shit that you really don't even need, the excess
of
shit?
Of course I'm gonna get money and pay our bills. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna
we talking about, we talking about you going to this other nigga for the Chanel bag.
I was just talking shit. But no, I don't even own a Chanel bag. I don't give a fuck about that materialistic shit. I am not a materialistic ass bitch at all. I like to stack my money, save my money. I got a child. She gotta go to college. Like, I want a house. I want a car. So I don't give a fuck about none of them bags.
So what if
you want to give me a bag, thank you, but if I'm with a broke ass nigga, let me replace
the Chanel bag. What if the side nigga was like, hey man, I'm gonna give you $100K towards your
college. Give it to me. Acrimony. Just explain. I ain't explaining nothing. Sometimes people have side
niggas. Because they try to compliment what that nigga don't have, and they just be trying to wait for him to get it together.
So when that same broke nigga that you said fuck him.
Hold on, disclaimer. I am no longer a cheater. I've changed my way.
You said that's it. Not a cheater this week.
I've never cheated ever in my life.
Chico, you light skin.
So
you said you never cheated.
You cheated.
I've never cheated.
You just lied saying you were taking two shots and you on your sixth shot.
But what did you say?
I've never cheated. Because
I want to capitalize on what the fuck you just said.
That same broke nigga that you said fuck him.
I didn't say fuck him. I'm holding him down right now. We paying the bills.
Nigga, but we paying the bills.
You're cheating, so you're saying fuck him.
But we not getting evicted because of me. So really, like, what? I love
him.
I'd
rather go live on the street before I have a bitch that's out here fucking other niggas.
You don't love that nigga. You're cheating. You're cheating.
Sleep on a curb.
You're cheating.
I don't care. I'll go sleep anyway.
No, you'll rather go do your thing to make your own money.
See, but that goes back to the beginning. Broke niggas need to just stay where they was
at. Hold on, what's fucked up?
It's fucked up because I'm really out here. I understand it's fucked up, but I'm out here trying to make sure we straight. And the only way I could do that, because money that I'm making and the money you making ain't enough. So I'm just trying to make it work.
Cap on the play.
I'm just trying to make it work. And that's cheating. But I'm not really doing nothing with this nigga. Yes, I'm taking his money, but that's it. And then as soon as he start asking me for pussy, I'ma just go to the next nigga who doing the same shit until he
stay with your nigga and gas him up.
I am gassing him up, but that's not keeping a gas on. Fuck is you talking about?
Why you gotta gas a nigga up?
He should acrimony.
Gas that's what it starts. You just
acrimony. Why don't y'all situation? Believe in gassing your niggas up?
Because she got rid of him. And he had ambition. You know what I'm saying? He had ambition.
So if a nigga dream is to be a rapper or a producer or anything else that is quote unquote, you might not make it.
What's gonna happen?
My nigga, I'm going to hold my nigga down.
Oh, you like rappers?
But if you ain't paying the bills, you ain't paying the bills.
Okay.
I can't fuck with
what
rappers.
What if he can't right now, but he promised he's going to okay, in so the you long
want,
run?
So there's nothing we can do. You want me to, I could, you want me to go strip?
Let me go to
instead
TikTok.
Of get the money from this nigga, you want me to go strip?
There's too much cap going on.
I'm saying, do you want me to go shake my ass for some money?
But what? In the acrimony, Taraji was what? Man, and what the nigga do? Licks. Why?
Oh, he had, you talking about when
the one when he had that big ass
boat.
Dream?
He bought her a boat.
No, yes,
and put her no. name on it.
Yeah, but he did all that for the next.
For the next.
Yeah, he bet yeah. for the next bitch, but he went to her job that he got fired from.
But I think that was
tired of it. She
exactly.
got tired of it.
Yeah, how y'all gonna just say that she's not supposed? Right? How y'all just?
If you love a person, as long as it is.
If you do, I feel that. But also, y'all gonna understand that if I'm out here getting this money from this nigga, I'm really just getting money from this nigga, so we can be straight, so we don't get evicted. You gonna have a meltdown and you gonna be like, oh, I'm just tired. I can't do nothing in this fucking house and go fuck Sarah on the corner. And I'm supposed to, you're supposed to come
home. How much time you spending with the other
and
niggas?
You, hold on, none.
But if you lived on the principle that broke boys don't deserve pussy, you would never gotten that situation. I wouldn't be thinking about no boyfriend number two. I wouldn't be thinking about no side nigga. I wouldn't be thinking about this nigga about to trick on me because you broke. If you was just single and broke and worried about your broke ass getting some money,
I wouldn't be cheating.
We wouldn't be cheating. We wouldn't have no conversation. Get your broke ass to really get some money.
You know how good it probably feel for a bitch to really hold you down, and once you get them M's,
just cause she getting,
you
just,
can do whatever you
just
want.
Just cause
for her.
She getting money from another nigga, why she can't be holding you down? Like
why she can't have a real regular
want,
job?
You right. want her to die with you?
Why she can't have
you
a real
want,
regular
you're,
job?
You're dying right
why
now.
Why you can't scam? Why you can't?
How is he dying?
Oh, you want me to go to jail now? Now you want me to go?
But if he's scamming, you gonna be good with it.
How's it? How is he now?
I'm
how
not dealing with no,
dying
I'm not dealing with no scammer.
Shit. How's he dying?
I need a nigga that's going to have a real job. That's going to be able to take care of me and his kids.
No, fuck
for the
that.
Rest
how
of
is he dying? How is he dying?
How you going to do that shit in jail?
That how's he crazy. Dying?
He's dying because he's not providing enough to survive in the world, in life. We're getting evicted. Our lights are getting cut off. Like, God damn it.
And you're going to go to your side, nigga, to help alleviate those issues.
Yes.
Which means you're not enough. Which means I had to go get...
I'm trying to hold you down so you can do what you got to do for your career.
You should have just never dealt with anybody. You should have went to work.
I'm just saying,
man.
You see what I'm saying? I don't care. So then when I leave you, now, oh, you ain't a down-ass bitch.
Right.
You can't never hold nothing down. Okay. Like, nigga, I try to hold you down for 3 years, and I'm drowning with you, nigga. I'm trying to save us.
Mm-mm, I could swim.
And you mad because I got this money. Like, no. Fuck that shit.
Go,
that nigga
baby.
Don't even know about you, really.
People.
So you, she can't even
own,
really say nothing.
But your mom and dad supposed to hold you down.
Illegal
the whole time you fucking broke. But you ain't gonna hold
your
down your
dad. Well, they have to legally until you're fucking 18.
No,
right. You're fucking 32.
A relationship you building on towards some
let me go,
marriage, right?
Let me go to the next question.
Please.
Let me go to the next question. So.
That's cap shit going on.
I can't
in
believe
here.
It's
just cap, bro.
All right, so ladies. If you find, ladies, you find solid evidence. Solid evidence. Solid that your nigga is stepping out. He's got that being unfaithful to you, but he pays every bill you have and then some. Are you leaving?
Yes, they going to go fuck. They might not leave.
Deuces.
That's cap. Y'all see all
because
these questions.
I don't like no lying.
Y'all ain't
nigga.
Said shit yet. JoJo ain't said shit.
It depends. Like,
I'm
it depends
say what I'm
baby.
Gonna do right now.
Because all these questions intertwine with
ready.
Each other. Y'all don't know what to do because y'all just keep getting hit with them.
I'm saying, when
back
I say solid
day.
Evidence, you find him posing
back
with his dick in another girl's mouth. He Whoa. Posing.
Oh, my God. You embarrassing
First,
me?
First, I'm sending it to myself.
No, it's in his phone.
You embarrassing me?
Definitely
it's in his phone.
Yeah.
You were stupid and you found it in his
the
phone.
The broke nigga embarrassing you, too, obviously. So,
For
shit,
sure.
which one you going to deal with?
Hey, you
want to
cry in the Nissan or the fucking...
Rolls Royce.
The
fucking Bentley. Baby, I cried.
You sending it to yourself?
I'm sending the picture to myself. And
oh
then I'm gonna send it down.
Are you leaving though, nigga? That's the question.
All right, if he's taking care of everything, I got to stand on my own 2 feet. And I'm really, like, if I really fucked up to the point where this nigga I really take care of me, and I'm really fucked, damn. When I stand on my own 2 feet, I'm out of here.
Once I can stand up, I'm going to... Georgia, say that again.
I'm going to go fuck another nigga.
Ooh. For sure, I'm fucking nigga the whole time.
If you not the breadwinner, you don't have that privilege.
I got that privilege to do whatever the fuck I want to do with this pussy.
And now you about to get cut off.
How you gonna know? How would you know?
And won't.
How would you know?
And ain't.
How would you know?
And would never.
Toxic number two.
How would you know?
You would never know unless I want you to know.
They won't know.
But y'all got bitches.
They'll never know.
Y'all can just go fuck another bitch and think she would be like, we can't go fuck other niggas, but we try to keep our pussy to ourselves.
How would they know?
That'd be so disappointing.
He cheated on me first.
Shit is sad.
He out here with a whole bitch dick in his mouth.
What? Reword that.
You know what I'm saying? He got the
reword that.
What? He got his whole dick in a bitch mouth, and I see the picture. I had to look at that, and my heart broke.
Hold on, y'all.
So y'all, do you have anything else?
What? Oh, huh.
Oh, never mind, my
that's
bad.
That's tough. I'm just saying.
How many shots y'all in over there?
Too many.
Eight.
Five.
Too many. She on five.
Hey, Ryan. What's everybody's sign here?
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Leo Virgo.
What about you, JoJo?
I'm a Capricorn.
Really?
I'm a Pisces.
You drunk as shit.
No, my daughter's
don't do that.
My daughter's a Pisces, though.
What's your sign is?
I'm a Leo.
Libra,
lion ass Libra,
Leos, Virgos,
Libra.
Pisces.
I'm a Leo Virgo. Crazy, man. I'm the best of both worlds.
That's what they say. I don't know. Damn. I never dated.
What's your
Libra.
Birthday?
August 22nd.
Coming up. Shout out to Cam for birthday next
Sunday.
Week.
Sunday.
Mine on the
24th. For real.
Aye.
Hey, real shit though.
You a Virgo?
So wait, what are you again?
Both. Leo and a Virgo.
You a both of them. Oh,
okay. What's your question?
How the fuck you both?
You get the best of both worlds.
It's on the
day.
It's like on the first days of the Virgo and the last days of the
Leo
and Virgo. That's
what is your question,
right.
JoJo?
Yeah.
I didn't have a question.
Oh, shit. I thought you had one. Let me goddamn go back to my notes. What'd you say?
I didn't think.
Rico?
Let's take a shot before this question because it's too much going on.
They don't need no more shots.
First of all, I just want y'all to know that y'all got us women fucked up. And if y'all just accept what the fuck be going on, everything will be so much just smoother. Y'all just so hard head.
I ain't gonna lie.
Hard head as fuck.
I feel disrespected that you think that we got y'all fucked up.
I mean, we have y'all fucked up too.
Exactly.
But we have y'all fucked up because y'all got us fucked up. So therefore, we gotta have y'all fucked up because y'all got us fucked up.
Yep. That's not really true though. Cause
it is true.
All right, I do have a question. I do have another question since, you know, it is back to school season and shit, right? So I say you fellas,
take a shot?
Oh. Sorry.
For loco.
This going?
Hey.
Oh my God.
No way all that shit going.
Oh my God.
I'm about to say. Not yeah, that was already open. This motherfucker is new.
Jesus.
Hey, JoJo.
And a little for you.
Tap in with the homies. Hold on.
Y'all gonna hate me at the end of this episode.
Who?
Child.
Look at what I'm doing right now.
I'm just very
the niggas.
I'm interested.
Toxic ass white skin bitch. No, I'm not doing
it. I don't think it's toxic, though.
That shit. I'm not part of it.
Oh, you're not going to?
No.
You're not going to give me lip?
Not on no fucking Four Loko and Deleon, motherfucker.
All right, next question. So, say you're dealing with a chick who got kids, right? She got kids that's in school. It's back to school season. So, but y'all just started talking. Do you need to make sure her kids straight for back to school? Bathroom?
Yeah.
Outdoor to the right.
Do you need?
It's the wagon season.
Ask the question again. I got distracted.
I forgot.
Fellas, do y'all need? If you talk,
did her ass just distract y'all?
She got ass too. Anybody see it?
Nah.
She just came in and sat right now.
Yeah,
I've seen.
We got to check him for that.
So I was opposed for it.
No, wait a minute. We got to
sit down.
So you gonna bring the big booty bitches?
I did. It's the yam season.
He always be trying.
Ask the question.
So fellas, if y'all dealing with a chick that got. They got kids.
More than that.
If you tell them with a chick that got kids, do you need to make sure her kids straight for the back school season? Like, you got their book bag.
Are you fucking with her?
You fucking with her, like, you know, y'all just started talking probably two months in.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Do you have to buy her kids? Do you have to?
Yeah.
Should you don't, you? I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, it's you not have a have to. Though. Like, I know if I'm dealing with a dude and I've been talking for 2 months and he knows that I have a daughter and he doesn't, like, offer that, I'm not going to be like, you stupid ass bitch nigga. Like, no, I'm going to be like, I'm not expecting really you to do any of that. I really feel like when a nigga bring up my daughter trying to do something for her, I feel weird. I feel awkward, honestly. Like, I don't want to overstep them boundaries.
Yeah, because you don't want to get involved with the kids.
Don't
too early.
Ever mention my daughter.
Okay, well, yeah, not too early, but
it should be at least a year.
It should be very soon. Damn.
I ain't gonna cap, bro. It should be.
Nah, it should be like 5, 6 months.
No, it is. It is fucking kids.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie.
We not can. Your kids. I like your kids.
Yeah, I know. She dope. Appreciate it, though. 5 to 6 months.
Keep ripping on me like that.
A year.
I can't really talk on this topic. I don't have kids, so I can't really relate too hard. Okay.
This no, let me stop. Let me stop. No, it's not. Okay. It's definitely not.
Okay.
Let me sip my lemonade. But, yeah, you said a nigga need to come with it.
No. Off rip, no, please don't do that.
For sure.
I will even feel weird if somebody trying, like, I honestly still feel the first 5 months. No,
Exactly.
And I still feel like now, if I was to date and I would be dating for a while, I would still feel awkward for my man. Like, I wouldn't expect my man to do anything for my daughter ever. So, I ain't expecting it.
Because you're a hardworking parent, though. So, automatically, it's going to be hard. But you got to, like, bridge that gap. Because if a nigga really trying for your kids,
I would appreciate it. I'd be like, oh, that was nice. But
you might be like, nah, I can do for my kids on my own.
Thank you. That was so nice. I ain't going to not accept it. But I feel like women do appreciate it. Just me speaking on how I am. I know I just be feeling weird and shit because that's not nobody else's responsibility but mine. It could be anybody who do it. But
it ain't another nigga's responsibility to take you to dinner.
Facts.
I like what you just said. That was great. That was a great word.
It's not his responsibility.
There's never nobody's responsibility to make sure you eat. That's easy. Let's simplify that
comment. So if a nigga do take that step, it's just he just really trying to get to that next level with you, like here.
But what takes a man to that point to where he's like, damn, I want to take care of her kid too. Like,
it ain't taking.
Because I feel like it's never gonna be. Or
I'm doing something for your kid. That's every nigga ain't doing it. Like you said, like y'all said earlier.
But if you really got niggas, you got levels.
No, if I like you,
he doing it.
If I like you,
you see a future with her.
If I like you, I like your kid.
You're gonna be taking care of her kid. Like you gotta.
That's what I said. I literally just said that.
Yeah, but a nigga gotta be capable, especially with a woman with children.
I said if I like you, I like your kid.
To really be able to step in like that.
I like your kid. I want to make sure your kid's straight too.
Oh.
Like, I'm not gonna bring food for you and not your kid.
Right.
Right.
That'd be weird.
That's me liking you. Like, I feel like women miss those messages. Like, if I'm just trying to fuck with you, I'm gonna fuck about your kid.
Mm-hmm. So you saying when a man brings up like your kid and actually trying to really for them that he really fuck with you?
Yes.
Now, you know what? Let me expand it.
Cause it'd be some
let me expand it. Not just your kid, your interests as well. So like, say you got them. He know that you're trying to start a credit repair business and shit. And you're like, hey man, I've been doing some research and shit. You just start looking into that shit. If a nigga don't give a fuck about nothing that you talking about, and he just trying to get them cheeks, you gonna know. Women just ignore those signs. Ooh, the truth
it's
make a
so
motherfucker
dope
spit.
Take the interest of you, really.
COVID.
And pay attention
to you. Calm down a little bit.
Like Ben, I had COVID.
Make sure you're straight.
You're hilarious.
It's a 3-call minimum.
Yeah, you call like 10 times this
now. Yeah, you gotta go.
Right? Did y'all not just see all that fuck smoke that just came out of my mouth?
What you smoking on?
You want to work in the club?
You work in the club?
I was fucking smoking.
What club you work at?
I was working at the club.
What club?
Fuck. Compound
traffic,
go room traffic.
I ain't never seen you at no go room.
Let me go to my next question. It's facts or cap? Facts or cap? Facts or cap? If you live a regular life, you're doing too much looking for a stay at home wife role.
If
like say you live you live a regular life, you live a 9-to-5 working life.
Nigga do?
No, like a woman. Uh-huh. So, if a lady lives a regular life, she's doing too much asking for a stay-at-home wife role. Cause I feel like shit. If I feel like ugly women and men really got the same role in life. You got to work for everything that you want. You got to work for everything that you want. Am I lying? That's the question.
You're not lying.
If you ugly, you got to work.
That shit just so fucked up.
It's like, oh my God.
Really when you up. Pretty, you have to fucking work too.
No, you don't.
No, the fuck you don't.
Y'all crazy don't you? As fuck.
What do you
you're
mean?
Bugging.
Y'all crazy as fuck.
How does to be a pretty
nah,
woman?
Nah, let me tell y'all.
Would you rather be ugly?
No.
No, let's see how, let's see how hard you have to work.
If you were to play for a role in a movie, they're picking the prettiest girl.
No, I have something to say with that shit.
Unless the role is ugly
no,
girl.
Fuck
unless
that.
The role is ugly ass girl.
Ugly ass bitch number one.
No, listen. Because I really feel some type of way about this topic. I really dead ass feel some type of way about this fucking topic.
Because you're pretty.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, speaking on as a pretty girl, people say I'm pretty or whatever.
You is pretty.
No, I'm saying, right. Like, people say that, right?
Seven out of 10.
But my thing is, it's like, it's always like you always people feel like you get treated better and you you're better and this and that and you're pretty privileged or whatever the case may be, but that comes with some bullshit. Motherfuckers want to say all the time that that shit is a fucking gift, but that shit is a fucking curse. No, fuck that, because I'm spitting right now. Every time I had to work for every fucking thing that I ever had, and that was because people thought like I just got shit. Like, oh, you pretty, so it's yours. It's handed to you.
Thank you.
No, motherfucker, like. I know that I look pretty and y'all think that, but that ain't how this shit really went. Like, I know I could really be out here finessing these niggas. Like, my friends tell me, bitch, you wild and you could really be out here on some shit. Like, on an island. Y'all think I can't be on an island?
So you taking a long road?
No, like, yeah, I would never use...
taking a detour.
I would never use my beauty as a pawn. Like, I know I should,
but... you know your beauty is a pawn.
I know that it could be used as one.
That was the question.
Yeah, you just...
But women don't do... But women, like, that's just...
Why you don't use...
Yeah, God, I don't want these gifts.
No, it's not about that. I don't want to be ugly, but at the same time, I don't want to be judged like twice as hard because I am pretty. Like, I have to work literally extra hard because of that reason.
You're going to be judged regardless.
I'll be sitting here, I will be talking to, it'll be me and it'll be a group of niggas, and I'll be seeing her talking like, ah, and she'll be like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, she a bitch, or like, that's when a girl true. Walks in, she gonna walk in and be like, oh yeah, she a bitch, mm-hmm. or yeah, she fucking these niggas in here. And just cause they looking at me. But when I open up my mouth, it'd be like, oh shit, bitch, I really fuck with you. Like,
exactly.
Motherfuckers will fuck with me, so I don't like when people say that shit.
Pretty you don't hurts. Like what, pretty you don't like when people
you don't like the honest truth. You don't like when people blunt.
She don't like being like a it's
not
a
you can be blunt be or whatever, but what I'm saying is don't make it seem like if you pretty, you just got it made.
But you do.
You don't. No, you don't.
It's cap.
It's no, easier. It's actually, the road is easier.
No, she just said she it's got 100 a tiny niggas bit. In her DM asking where her cash app is.
Listen, you can have a million niggas what in your DM. What does
she
have to deal with?
She ain't
got
to worry about nothing.
You say that. She barely got to get a job. You say that, but I have to deal with the people. Pretty. I have to deal with the people who think I'm pretty and treat me as such.
Yeah, you going to deal with that
anyway. No, but I'm saying they're going to come at me all crazy.
The ugly bitches would trade places with you quick as hell.
But you would treat me like shit just because I look pretty. Like, you don't even know me, you just gonna judge me based off because I'm
that's
cute. True.
But that's just like light skin, dark skin. Everybody think that light skin women like have the easiest world in all. They think everything good for them, and dark skin women got it.
But we know that in the industry, it is like niggas do look at light skin motherfuckers. Like,
I ain't gonna cap.
Bro. I'm not gonna lie, say
when it comes to Twitter.
But
you
the
can
same
see what
time,
the fuck really going on.
I'm not saying that that doesn't take place because it does. But we also gonna understand that. Y'all, people want to make it seem like that pretty people got it, like, easy. Pretty people really got it hard because they look at you as being pretty. So they assume that you got this going on and that you're going to get this role. And they will purposely, not choose you because you are pretty. And they
assume
will
that
think
you got
that.
It. Right.
They,
but more people are going to choose you because you are.
They
right.
assume that you
the ratio
that.
Is out.
I'm not going to count. Any like, pretty girl that I've ever seen that ain't got no motion is because she don't want to have the motion.
That's
at all.
Not
she
what I'm also burnt. Saying is there's a lot of bitches that be in the industry who are pretty who did get far because they allow their prettiness to get them there by whatever means that it took for them to get there. Then you got them other bitches that's really gonna
that's
be
up.
Like,
it
you know
worked.
What? I'ma do
worked.
This shit on my own. I'ma do this shit because of
it
me,
worked.
Who I
these
am,
bitches,
my
all
talent.
These pretty bitches on
jet
weekend going goddamn Costa Rica.
It ain't always
yeah.
about that. It's not always about that.
It is about that. What is it? What else is about?
Your career and your name.
Bitches don't
like,
care about that.
I do.
I got
though.
$1 million in my account from finessing niggas. Fuck all y'all.
You
that's
mad
all
about
you
what you
care about.
What I'm saying is,
but you don't always want to hit the finesse nigga. It's just like, listen,
you,
I'm
man,
beyond
if that,
my
if that's the lifestyle you accept,
if
you gotta take everything that come with it.
That,
but I'm beyond my beauty, like.
But if you enter the game like that, if you enter the game like that, like we seen some of these Instagram comedians. If you enter the game telling jokes, don't try to sell me no goddamn music. I'm not here for that.
Exactly. If you come in like that, that's. That's what you want. Some girls is
not
cool
wrong.
With that.
Come
in. They be trying to pivot like, bro.
Don't try to make them go to studio now.
I understand that women, that there are pretty women who out there who's really doing that. But when I was growing up and I was going to school for radio, television, and I knew what I was trying to do. So I'm not finna be out here letting people think that I got to where I'm going because I look good. No, I had to work
because
hard
you have
for that
a, because
shit.
You have a plan.
It's like I got
exactly.
something.
A lot of people don't have.
Exactly.
They don't got bitches. It's a lot of bitches that don't got plans. And I,
how dare y'all try to say I made it somewhere because like, I'm cute or because you think I'm fucking this nigga. No, nigga. Like, I know I'm in the industry. Like, I know I'm doing radio. Like I know this
but
shit.
But can we be honest and say, like, you being attractive has helped you?
It didn't
help
me.
It didn't help me.
Yes or no? You being attractive?
That shit harmed me, G. They fucking told me, listen, hear my story. They told me that, listen, the lady did not want to hire me. I'm not going to say where because I don't want to put them out there like that. But the lady said that she didn't want to hire me because I was too pretty and pretty girls don't like to work hard. And the job that I was applying for was a hard job. And so I felt some type of way about that shit.
You could have sued her.
I got the job though, so I didn't sue.
So it didn't harm you.
What I'm saying is it was up to three people, and she was one of the people who said that.
Fuck her.
And what I'm saying is that could have hindered me from a job because I'm pretty. So y'all saying, oh, it helped you, but and that job I really needed to open up the doors for my actual career, fucking doing fucking radio and shit.
But even like a pretty girl working a regular job, right? Niggas would be like, why you working? Like, bitch, I gotta pay bills. And it's like, nah, you pretty.
I'm not that type of right? I do. No, yeah, I do.
I know.
Nah,
like,
I'm not like,
why are you working
like,
here?
This is one girl I follow on TikTok. I think she in like Canada or some shit like that. And like, she work like a burger joint. I'm like, bitch, you are fucking bad.
See what I'm saying? Like, you can't even work a regular job because you pretty.
I bet she come
her, like,
she come to her and I'm like, yo,
I gotta make money, right? But it's like, well, what can I do? Give me the opportunity then. They like, oh, we don't got it right now.
That shit is annoying.
It is.
I used to work at the casino.
You can't even work a regular job.
I bet it's annoying, but I'm saying though, you.
Would you rather be? It'd be a lot harder if you was ugly.
Regardless, with me, it don't matter if I was ugly or I'm pretty because at the end of the day, I'm not allowing my beauty to take me any. Like, I didn't use that for any job. Now, if they decide to choose me because I did look pretty, they ain't had nothing to do with me. I don't know, but I know my talent my talent speak for itself, and that's gonna always
be
that.
Nah, facts. We can't ever say JoJo unqualified because JoJo she got G Herbo credits.
Woo!
And who else? DJ Envy. Yeah.
Oh. I was with that nigga. Like 2 weeks ago.
What y'all was doing?
Yeah, the pool party.
So you were shaking ass?
No, I was just in the section.
Okay. Do you have any other toxic stories you want
to
share?
I ain't about to share shit, baby. Shit. I ain't about to share
not today. Not today.
No, sir.
Why not?
I plead the fifth.
That's you be fucking the rappers?
I don't fuck nobody, baby. At the right time, silence, anything you use will. Be used against you to call the law. You got that right.
Okay. Yanni, I think, Georgia, I think it's Yam Cam time. Okay. What the fuck is Chica? She must be shitting.
She on the phone with her nigga. She on the phone.
What the fuck you doing up there with that nigga?
ASAP. She was on live. He called her ASAP.
Oh my God. That's funny as fuck. You gotta go over there.
Oh, you want to get on the Yam Cam? You don't have no choice. Thank you. Please.
I got to get on the Yam Cam?
Yeah.
I got these tight-ass pants.
That's fine.
Who gives a fuck?
That's better.
You know what ass looks like in pants? All
right, you got to walk over there and she's going to tell you. Yam Cam is, JoJo is a Yam Cam.
Enthusiast.
Yeah.
God damn.
The holy shit. That was crazy. Episode 76, we got Big Homie Vaughn. What's up, Vaughn?
Big Vaughn, the biggest in the small.
Where we get some new lotto? Okay, cool. Cool. We need that. Big Homie Yanni.
Hi, little baby.
You got some amazing. Yeah. Your body crazy.
All right, listen.
For sure.
I haven't worked out in like 4 or 5 years.
I got a trainer.
Please. Put me on. I need this, I need this whole section, like, really.
How big are your, titties? These motherfuckers busting.
Could you guess?
Like,
a
triple
F.
D.
Could you afford one bra? Because there ain't no triple D.
A F?
No, it's a little bit bigger
a
than
H?
That.
Jesus
a
Christ.
Bit bigger than that.
A J?
A I.
Bitch, what?
You got eye titties?
I got eye see you titties, baby. I see your
Jesus.
You like
me titty fucked?
With some baby oil?
You like when it busts in your face?
Y'all be doing
I ain't nobody say all of that.
You don't like niggas bust on your face?
You're not about to bust on my face because I feel like you're trying to play with me.
How?
Because why are you playing with me?
Some girls want their face bust on.
Okay. Chica, do you enjoy facials?
White girl.
I'm not commenting.
Yeah. She said no
comment. No comment?
Ciao.
Well, we got Chica in the building. Chica, what's up?
Yo.
Rico. Hey, man, episode 76 of the Big Homie
JoJo,
Show.
Every time. Every JoJo. Fucking time.
JoJo, you're a part of the JoJo's fucking crew
I
now.
Didn't say fucking bye.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. Oh, happy birthday, Cash. Big Cash.
Happy birthday, man.
Big Cash.
Big Cash.
We're going to have something for you next week because you just told me it was birthday yesterday.
Well, why the fuck would you tell her? You a lame ass nigga.
Well, I didn't tell you Anyway, episode 76, Big Homie's House, man. The homies in the building. What's happening?